More of Lake Effect now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Today is April 14th, and for people in the know, it's a special day here in Milwaukee. Our area code being 414 has made the day the perfect time to celebrate everything this city has to offer. In years past, there have been special concerts and parties held to celebrate the city. But of course, this year is a bit unusual. Still, as we stay inside to keep our community safer, there are different ways to engage with our community. Andy Silverman is one of the co-founders of Milwaukee Day, and he joins me from his home. Andy, thank you so much for being here on Lake Effect.
Thank you so much for having me.
So for people who are unfamiliar with it, how do you describe 414 Day?
So 414 Day, Milwaukee Day, you know, has a couple different titles at this point, and I think that's a good reflection of what it's all about. It's about an idea that some friends and I had to celebrate whatever is like quirky, weird, cool, progressive about the city in a way that kind of reflects any Milwaukeeans' values or like what they like about the city. So it can really be a lot of different things for a lot of different people, but what we really want to do is have people celebrate Milwaukee on this day.
How would you describe, I guess, Milwaukeeans' kind of ethics, what they appreciate about the city?
I think a lot of what people appreciate is living in kind of a big, small city where there's really good 6 degrees of separation between people and a willingness to engage in things that are, you know, kind of goofy. You know, I think the primary example that always comes to mind is the Bronze Fonz or something like that. You know, we always embrace that little bit of weirdness about Milwaukee culture. And the earnestness of that. And I think just, you know, kind of like the Midwest friendliness of it.
So in the past, when you've, you know, celebrated Milwaukee Day, 414 Day, what have you done?
So we've done all kinds of things over the years now. Some of the big ones that come to mind are ringing the bell at City Hall a couple years, having historic tours go on, throwing big parties. We threw a party for a number of years at Turner Hall where we had a lot of great local bands play. And since then, we've had what we had hoped for, which is kind of community members, including music promoters and other organizations, kind of grab onto the idea and start throwing their own events, which is kind of how we always envisioned it. And that's, I think, what we're most happy with at this point.
Yeah, it's been taken on by a number of organizations, it seems like. And, you know, there is the kind of intuitive, oh, 414, you know, this is the time of Milwaukee. It's our area code here. So how are we celebrating it this year, considering the fact that, you know, most of us aren't leaving our homes?
Right. So in the name of social distancing and making sure everybody stays safe this Milwaukee Day, one thing we were really happy about is a lot of kind of the community participation we talked about has to do with kind of things people can engage with online or from the comfort of their own home. So there's a lot of, if you go to our site, milwaukeeday.com, and click on Help 414, there's a lot of different ideas for folks to get engaged with the holiday in a way that will not violate anybody's safety or social distance.
What are some of those different things that people can do from the safety of their home?
So I'm just going to list off some of my favorite things that are happening this year. And one of them is Historic Milwaukee is doing a story time with John Gerda reading an out-of-print Milwaukee-focused children's book known as Gertie the Duck. And he'll be doing that via Zoom, so you can get in on that. Our good friends at the Milwaukee Record are doing a telethon for 14 hours where they're going to have all kinds of kind of cool, entertaining things to engage with. If you go to milwaukeerecord.com, then you'll get a lot of info about that. Our friends at Helium Hot Yoga are doing a class at noon that is like mala, and that's online, so you can do that from your own home if you want to do something a little more active. There's kind of a more party kind of event thrown by Swarm Events, where they're having like live DJs and stuff like that. And Company Brewing makes a really cool Milwaukee Day Lager beer in celebration of the holiday, and they have really safe curbside pickup. And then a couple of our friends' bands, Longline Riders and Dramatic Lovers, are actually releasing new music on Milwaukee Day, which is pretty cool.
So, you know, as we kind of experience this, you know, digital community celebration, what would you like people to think about today as we stay inside to keep our community safer here in the city?
I would like people to think about, you know, what it is, you know, either if you're by yourself or if you are quarantined with your family or a roommate or a significant other, just thinking about what you would like to do on this day if it were real life, and maybe something you can engage with that most closely resembles that, and really like try to enjoy yourself and take a break from what's going on. I think we're all pretty severely weirded out about the current times, and I know personally I have to find ways and things to engage with that keep my mind positive at times. And I'm hoping today people can use Milwaukee Day to separate from the sadness and the weirdness that comes from being isolated and engage with something that makes them feel a little bit happier.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned before we started the conversation that you do therapy. Do you think that there is some therapeutic benefit to engaging with your community in this way?
I do. You know, one of the major forms of behavioral therapy I use in my practice is called behavioral activation, and a lot of that has to do with very intentionally engaging in things that you like to do or valued kinds of activities, and paying attention to your mood and how it's different before you engage in the activity and after the activity. So I do think just making a concerted effort to do these things can sometimes really go a long way.
All right. Well, Andy, thank you so much for taking the time out to speak with me, and happy Milwaukee Day.
Happy Milwaukee Day. It was a real honor, Joy.
Andy Silverman is one of the co-founders of Milwaukee Day, a celebration of all things Milwaukee. Despite the pandemic and the stay-at-home order, there are still a lot of ways to participate in today's festivities. You can find more information at MilwaukeeDay.com.
Then someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free. What's made Milwaukee famous has made